AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the country is very far away from an inflation target of 2%. It means more interest rate hikes are ahead. Overall, Powell says the economy is strong.
There's still significant demand for workers. There are more job openings than there are unemployed people. Wages are moving up, and that's really what's driving the economy forward. People's disposable incomes are coming up. Inflation is moving down gradually.
The Fed last week kept interest rates unchanged after 10 straight hikes. Ukrainian air defenses managed to block most of the drones used by Russia.
The drones were seemingly heading towards the warehouses of a local military unit, according to Russian authorities. Russian media said the two drones came down near the village of Lukino, which is administratively part of the city of Moscow. The wreckage of a third drone was reportedly found about 12 miles further away. Russia's defense ministry called the drones an unsuccessful attempt at a terrorist attack by the Kyiv regime. It added that all three drones were brought down by electronic jamming. I'm Karen Chamas.
Today in London, Ukraine's allies pledged several billion dollars in non-military aid. Delegates from more than 60 countries attended a conference. Residents say hundreds of Israeli settlers stormed into a Palestinian town in the occupied West Bank, setting fire to dozens of cars and homes to avenge the deaths of four Israelis killed by Palestinian gunmen the previous day. Palestinians say one man was killed in the violence. A police document says an Idaho father killed a neighboring family because he was upset that the neighbor's 18-year-old son had reportedly exposed himself to the man's children. Firefighters fought a fire on Paris's left bank today that sent smoke soaring through the Dome Pantheon Monument and prompted evacuation of buildings in the neighborhood in Paris. This is AP News. Families are pushing for full school days for children with disabilities. 12-year-old Chloe Warren in Oregon has been diagnosed with autism, ADHD, and an anxiety disorder at school.
She was having autism outbursts, and she threw a desk at a teacher and was fighting with a student.
Her mom, Alyssa, says Chloe now goes to school one day a week for 2 hours. It means less time with a friend.
I miss her a lot. And even though we have each other's phone numbers and she just got her phone, we don't really get to talk.
Chloe's mom is suing the school district. David Bateman with the Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development says obligations aren't being met.
There are kids who are not receiving an appropriate education, but there's also not a way of monitoring whether these kids are receiving appropriate education.
Schools say these moves can be necessary to keep students and teachers safe. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.